The Worst Witch and the Wishing Star by Jill Murphy.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Jill Murphy started putting books together, literally with a stapler, when she was six. Her Worst Witch series, the first book of which was published in 1974, is hugely successful. She has also written and illustrated several award-winning picture books for younger children. Chapter 1. Squalling rain and a biting wind buffeted the pupils of Miss Cackle's Academy as they struggled to reach the school in time for the first day of the winter term. The girls' cloaks kept blowing inside out, then flapping round their faces like wet flannels, and most of the older pupils, who were expected to keep the cat sitting on their brooms at all times, had given up and crammed the cats into their baskets for safety. Mildred Hubble, who was not one of the best flyers in the school, was valiantly trying her best to keep Tabby, a nervous striped cat, perched on the broom just in case anyone was watching when she arrived. She had wedged Tabby between her back and a laundry bag stuffed with books, and she could feel his claws through her gym slip as the unruly cloak flapped and whirled above her shoulders. "Ouch!" she yelled. "It's all right, Tab. We're near..."